You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to the middle of the week. It is that day, that is that special day. Big Rig, do you know the button that we have to play on Wednesdays because it is Camel Day?
Yes, I do. Do you want that one?
Apparently I do. Okay. That means hit it.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Okay. I think my favorite moment for the last week may be, do you know where the button is? Yes, I do. Well, that means push it.
Okay.
Hey, that's Big Rig on the board over there. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
You are doing good, by the way. You found things, you've pushed things, you've made things like work, you're recording things. It's all like happening.
It was classic yesterday. Where was it yesterday where you were like, do you know where the buttons are? And I'm like, yeah, but I was muted. Thank you, though. Thank you for having me here. I'm very grateful for you giving me this opportunity.
So. No, man, we're excited. We're excited to have you. And by the way, Butters is still hanging out. Butters in studio. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm great, man. I get to just chill and watch the show.
I just think that this is kind of like just like spoiling you at this point.
Oh, totally. Totally spoiling
me. Cup of coffee,
me.
Hanging out. Just kind of pointing your finger at the young guy, telling him when to push a button.
Hopefully you will not fill me with anxiety today like you did yesterday. So maybe lighter hearted topics?
No. No. Let me tell you about that. So we got a great show laid on for you, by the way. 3 o'clock today, our friend John Wall, who is the chairman statewide of the Alabama Republican Party, and oh, by the way, involved on a national level with the National Republican Party. He'll be calling in, giving us some updates on a few things that are Alabama-centric and then talking about things from a broader perspective in the election season. So yeah, John Wall, chairman, Alabama Republican Party, 3 o'clock today. And then at 4 o'clock, you know the deal, it's Wednesday. So we not only play the camel at the beginning of the show, but towards the end of the show, we have a moment there we call the Grand Council. So yeah, my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, both calling in at 4 o'clock. We're three conservative dudes who do radio, pinging each other with questions and just seeing where the chips fall. Sometimes it gets lively. 4 o'clock today, Grand Council. Stay tuned for that. And then I've still got a triple dipper on top of it all, so hit it, buddy.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So very first out the gate, every once in a while, you know the scoop, right? We got to look around the state. We got to find the things that are happening in our own backyard. Make sure we're paying attention to us because what happens in your locality, your county, your state government can sometimes impact you even more than what happens in D.C. So home fries. We're going to cook up a batch of home fries as number one on the Triple Dipper and then in conjunction with our conversation with John Wall. And then number two, and here's where I'm going to raise Butter's blood pressure just a little bit. Number two, flashpoint. Things are getting pretty dicey, y'all. Getting pretty saucy over there in the Middle East right now. And I'm going to focus on just one piece of it, Iran and its proxies. Listen, the flashpoint right now is sitting at a razor's edge, just to be honest. There are some who are saying, and I think rightfully so, that we are closer to the potential breakout of Middle Eastern unrest as a regional instability than we've been since the 1973 Yom Kippur War. This is a moment we cannot see taken lightly. So we're going to talk about that, number two on the Triple Dipper, flashpoint. And then number three, I'm going into civics here for a bit. Policy matters is what I'm calling it, policy matters. You ever stop to think about the fact that when a administration comes in and it sets its policies in place, it's usually based on a doctrine, like the Bush doctrine, like the Trump doctrine, like does Biden even have a doctrine? I'll talk about that. I'll give you details on what those meant and how those then become the underlying things that help guide actual policy because policy matters. So we'll talk about that as number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump into my opening monologue here, the Right Side Way, and I will just tell you guys, as always, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of North Alabama. They are the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Southern Immediate Care, they got locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. They are open 7 days a week. They will see all ages. They are owned by a Right Side ruffian, and they are, by the way, the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, let me just start off by asking you this. What if I told you that your opinion not only did not matter, but that you were prohibited from sharing your opinion in any way at all? No Facebook posts, no town hall meetings, no letters to the editor, no calls to Right Side Radio, nothing at all. Your opinion is forbidden. They want your opinion, they'll tell you what it is, right? Some of you may be thinking you're feeling that way right now, but truthfully, you're not. You're not by a long shot. In fact, your voice may be your greatest weapon right now. And it doesn't have to mean that you're always right, or that your resume is the strongest, or that you have some amazing pedigree or some advanced degree from an elite university. The voice of the average citizen is still one of the greatest forces for freedom anywhere in the world, especially here where the argument exists that the freedom of speech is an actual right, not a privilege, it's a right. So before I go any further, let me just be straight up. If you are ever told that your opinion is out of order, unwanted, unnecessary, or that you should go sit in the corner and be quiet, well, you have a decision to make at that point. Do you go away and not make a sound that could ruffle a feather or two? Or do you speak up knowing that the Founding Fathers took this very question into consideration and decided that the very first amendment to the U.S. Constitution, the very first one, should preserve the right to voice your opinion? Well, here's the deal. I say don't go quietly. Now, let me be clear on something. The fact that you can speak does not mean you should, and no, I'm not crawfishing here. There's a lot to be said for having wisdom and maturity to know when to bridle your tongue and when to let her rip. And once you speak, you need to be able to ably defend your opinions. You need to be able to back it up. Don't go quietly, but don't go off half-cocked is what I'm saying. When I say that, it reminds me of an amazing man that I read about. His name was Watchman Nee. Watchman Nee. I don't know if you ever heard his story, all of which is true, but there needs to be like a feature-length movie about the life of Watchman Nee. So Watchman Nee was a Chinese citizen born in 1903. This was in the pre-communist era, and Christianity was kind of grudgingly accepted as a part of society. There were missionary schools that were common in certain parts of China. And Watchman Nee, whose birth name was Nee Tushang, became a Christian in 1920 when he was 17, and he immediately began making waves in Chinese society. Over time, he wrote numerous books. He helped to found a non-denominational church that focused on meetings in homes and having small groups. The name of his church was loosely translated as the Little Flock, but it grew, and it was not really that little when taken in its totality. At one point, it was estimated that upwards of 1 million citizens in China had adopted the Christian faith, and of those, 10% were members of Watchman Nee's Little Flock. So when the Communist Party came to power in 1949, religion fell out of favor with the government. And like many others, Watchman Nee was deemed suspect and his opinions were becoming heresy to the government. He became a target of the Chinese Party government, but at every step, Watchman Nee maintained his faith and he spoke about it openly. In 1952, Watchman Nee was arrested and imprisoned. Over the next few years, in a series of kangaroo courts, he was eventually charged and convicted with conspiring to do damage to the Communist Party and sentenced to 15 years in prison with labor for the purpose of reform and re-education. Except it didn't work. Watchman Nee would not be quiet. I was told that at one point, the party officials in charge of his imprisonment, they had to keep switching out the guards almost every day because he kept leading them to Christianity. So they would send in a new guard, and Nee would once again lead them to faith in Christ, and they would have to send in a new one. Well, in 1967, Nee's sentence was due to be over, but the Communist Party refused to let him go. Without further sentencing, he was just deemed to be too dangerous, so they delayed and delayed for five more years. Watchman Nee actually died in prison in 1972. Now, you might think that sounds like a sorry end to a difficult life, but his legacy, the legacy that came from speaking out, it's said to be the root of over 10 million Chinese Christians right now who trace their faith back to the ministry of Watchman Nee, according to statistics that were compiled by the World Christian Database. Over 3,000 churches worldwide use his teachings. He wrote 62 books. He was honored by the U.S. Congress in 2009, and he was honored in March of 1921 by the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. So my point is this. If you believe in something, something that you have committed to in the deepest sense, whether it's a matter of faith or principle or ideas of culture or whatever, then it's not enough just to shout words and walk away. There's no time in a world filled with social media posts and 24/7 sound bites for people to be shallow in their beliefs. Listen, become a student of what you believe and be able to not just say it, but actually explain it. If you're ever questioned, be able to even have a dialogue about it. If you're offended, be able to counter the offense with a reasonable response. And when told to be quiet, give some pretty strong consideration to just speaking out anyway. See, liberal arguments, they often defy reason. They defy science. They defy the ideas of faith. But they will shout those arguments nonetheless and then shout them even louder when you don't back down. But when they are truly faced with someone who has the strength of their convictions to match the statements that are being made, they often, the liberals, don't know what to do. So I say gear up, study up, speak up. Liberals are demanding that we be silent so often these days. Well, I don't intend to go quietly into the night, and you shouldn't either. And there's 10 million Chinese Christians right now who are glad that Watchman Nee never stopped speaking up. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, cool story. Look him up. Watchman, that's his first name by trade. Watchman Nee, N-E-E. That's a very cool story. Just, it's amazing what one man's voice standing up against the most oppressive government known to man accomplished. Even in his passing, it's still accomplished. You can do that. Just be a student of what you believe and be willing to speak up. Never go quietly. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.